Berlin, Berlin, wir fahren nach Berlin. Das haben sie gesungen gestern in Stuttgart. Da ist ja das Endspiel. Herzlich willkommen zu Spielmacher, der EM-Podcast. Und es geht weiter. 5-1 gegen Schottland und gestern ein 2-0 gegen Ungarn. Das sind die Spiele, die wir im November noch nicht gewonnen hätten, sagt Julian Nagelsmann. Und das sagt ja wohl alles. Heute spreche ich mit Gordon Herbert, Trainer, Basketball-Weltmeister. Gordy hat Julian Nagelsmann und das Team besucht. Er ist ein toller Mann. Er treibt sein Team zum Beispiel mit Rubbellosen nach vorne und sagt uns, dass man Racehorses und Picks braucht, um zu gewinnen, und sagt uns auch, wer die sind im deutschen Team und warum Toni Kroos unser, sein Dennis Schröder ist. Er ist Kanadier, deswegen frage ich auf Deutsch, er versteht natürlich alles, aber beim Antworten fühlt er sich in Englisch wohler. Na dann los.
Spielmacher. Der EM-Talk mit Sebastian Hellmann und 360 Media.
Gordon Herbert ist da, der Weltmeistertrainer der Basketballer. Herzlich willkommen, Gordy.
Yeah, very good. I appreciate you having me.
Danke sehr für die Zeit. The first question is, it's a really simple question. Wie wird man Weltmeister?
Good question. I think we really established a team. We had some really good individuals, but we had the team mentality first. And I thought this was a real key for us. And we had a group of players that were enjoyed being there. They got along well. They played as a team. And for them, it was an honor to represent their country.
So you said one thing changed after the title. Eine Sache hat sich verändert. Die Leute in Deutschland wissen jetzt, dass Herbert nicht mein Vorname ist.
Yeah, probably two things changed. I had a nice 40-minute meeting with Chancellor Schultz up in Berlin. The other thing that's changed is the Germans now know Herbert's my last name, not my first name.
Okay, do you think Olaf Scholz is the leader as well? Ist er auch ein guter Anführer, Olaf Scholz, unser Bundeskanzler?
My meeting with him was very, very good. I really liked him. To be honest with you, I have no idea how he's perceived in Germany. I was a big fan of Merkel. I thought she was a great leader. I think from the outside, Merkel was looked upon as one of the greatest leaders of her time.
I just have to introduce you to our German people. Du bist geboren am 16. Februar 1959 in Kanada. Spitzname, your nickname is Gordy. Natürlich hast du Basketball gespielt, auch in Finnland. Du sprichst perfekt Finnisch. Du hast den finnischen Pass, you have a Finnish passport as well. Dann Trainer. Viele Teams trainiert in vielen Ländern seit 2021 der Trainer der deutschen Basketballer und 2023 Weltmeister. Wir sprechen über dich, über deinen Erfolg, dein neues Buch, ihren schweren Weg und ihren Besuch beim deutschen Fußballteam. So, you visit the German team as well in Herzogenaurach. So, what are the differences between a basketball national team and the soccer national team?
I found out a lot of similarities on our mentality, our body language, professionalism, how good the people were. I thought there was a lot of similarities. The difference is they have a group of 26 players. We have 12. The pitch is a little bit bigger than the basketball court. I had a great meeting with Nagelsmann and it was an honor for me to be there and to be with the group and talk to the coaches and talk to the players. It was a great day.
Why it was an honor for you? Because you are a world champion. So,
well, I think football is looked upon in Germany as the top sport. It's been at a very, very high level worldwide. And, you know, I got to know Toni Kroos a little bit. We talked about 2 months ago and now this is the first time I got to meet him in person. So that was a huge honor. I mean, I think Tony's going to go down as one of the greatest German athletes of all time on what he's accomplished. And so that was a great honor. And even more with Tony was I was really taken back what kind of person he is. Just a normal guy, down to earth, very humble.
Was haben Sie da genau gemacht bei der Nationalmannschaft? What did you do in Herzogenaurach exactly?
I watched them practice for about an hour and a half. I went and met with the coaches, Coach Nagelsmann and his staff, for about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And then I went and talked to the players for about 20, 25 minutes. It was a really fantastic day for me, and it was a great honor to be there and be invited.
Können wir Europameister werden, jetzt wo Sie wissen, wer die Nationalmannschaft ist und welche Leute da spielen?
I was reading a Canadian newspaper last week, and they picked Germany to win the championship in the Canadian paper. So what I saw on one day, I think Germany has a great chance to be very successful this summer. And obviously the first game was outstanding. I really enjoyed watching the game, the way they attacked offensively and the way they took away time and space with their defense being very aggressive. So I was very impressed the way they played in the first game.
Wie schafft man es, ein Team zu bilden aus ganz vielen Einzelstars? Sie haben viele gute Spieler, aber sie brauchen ein Team. Wie macht man das?
That's one of our biggest challenges as coaches. We pick players because of their individual talent a lot of times. Now we got to make a team. I say there is I in team. We need the individual talent, but we need to create a team mentality first. And for me, especially with the national team in a short period of time, this is one of our biggest challenges. And then we have to build a culture. But obviously, with our basketball team, we got a lot of players who are top players in their teams, and now they come to the national team, and now it's very role-oriented. They might not be stars with our national team. So for me, that's one of the biggest challenges as a coach.
Man braucht natürlich die Helden und man braucht die Spieler, die die Arbeit machen, die schmutzige Arbeit manchmal, also so heißt es auf Englisch. Wie leicht ist das, die zu finden?
We call it racehorses and pigs.
Pigs, okay.
The pigs are guys who impact the game, who do dirty work, don't need to score to have a great game and impact the game. But the big thing with pigs is they can't try to be racehorses. The racehorses are your elite players, and the big thing with racehorses is they need to do dirty work. And for me, that's a real key for a team.
Okay, das muss ich einmal kurz übersetzen, weil das so ein netter Begriff ist. Also Sie unterscheiden das zwischen Racehorses, also Rennpferde, und den Pigs, den Schweinchen im besten Sinne, die Arbeit machen für die anderen, und daraus entsteht dann ein Team. Sie haben auch gesagt, Gordy, ich nominiere nicht die besten Spieler, sondern das beste Team im Basketball. Ist das eine Parallele zu Julian Nagelsmann?
Yeah, I think we have very similar philosophies along that line. And I think we've both learned from Bath's experiences. It's not about the best players. It's taking a group of players and putting it together like a puzzle to make the best team. And I always say when I pick the 12 players and I tell them right away, the 12 best players will not make the team. The 8 or 9 best players will. But after that, it's more related to, you know, what do we need to complement the other players? Are they good teammates? Are they good in the locker room? There's a lot of things that go into making a team.
Was kann Julian von Ihnen lernen?
I'm not sure. He's very young, very talented. I think you have to ask him. But I think the one thing with Julian and I, we're both very open. And sometimes when you're talking to coaches in your own sport, that's not the case. So for me, it was, you know, I talked and I listened. It was a learning experience for me too, being there.
Ist Julian Nagelsmann ein guter Coach für die deutsche Nationalmannschaft?
Not a good coach, excellent coach. Yeah, I was very impressed. And, you know, you watch them play the first game, it's their body language, their effort, their team play was outstanding. So, and to me, that's a reflection, goes back to a reflection of the coaching staff and the head coach.
Können Sie etwas von Julian Nagelsmann lernen?
Absolutely. Life's a mountain, so to speak, not a beach. We always got to keep climbing that mountain, trying to learn and get better and this and that. I use that, life's a mountain, not a beach, so to speak.
Jeder Einzelne kannte vor dem Turnier seine Rolle. Ist es das, was Julian auch gemacht hat? Also wusste bei den Fußballern auch jeder seine Rolle?
From what I understand, Julian did the same thing with the roles and just about communication and getting players to accept their roles. They might not like it, but very important that they can accept it for the good of the team.
Ich soll ihn fragen nach den Rubbellosen. Er macht aus allem eine Challenge, sodass die Spieler Rubbellose gewinnen können. Was für eine Story ist das?
No, we have shooting competitions at the end of practice and maybe three groups of four or four groups of three, and the winners get the Lotto cards that they can scratch and win something. So as a national team coach, I think it's really important that we make it enjoyable. We make it fun to a certain extent, but we're going to really compete like hell.
Und bezahlen Sie diese Rubbellose?
No, it's my own money. I use my own money on the Lotto cards, the half court shot, and we play poker. I'm still waiting for our rich NBA players to put the money on the floor, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Was für ein Mann ist Toni Kroos? Es ist ja das letzte Turnier für ihn in Deutschland, dann hört er auf. Und es ist ja auch das letzte Turnier für Sie mit der deutschen Mannschaft bei den Olympischen Spielen. Gibt's da eine Parallele vielleicht?
You know, I was really taken back by Tony the first time I talked to him about 2 months ago in Madrid. I reached out to him and I talked to him and, you know, we had a 15-minute conversation. And 2 weeks ago, I met him in person for the first time and he stayed afterwards and we had another 10-minute conversation, very personal. And I was very taken back by how humble he is, what type of person he is, and how down-to-earth person he is. And I've heard he's a great family man. You know, and he's one of these guys I say is a better person than a player. And I think that's saying a lot because he's just an outstanding soccer player.
Sie hatten ja Dennis Schröder als einen Superstar. Ist Toni Kroos vergleichbar der Superstar für Julian Nagelsmann?
Yeah, I think, you know, what Tony's doing right now is finishing his career playing for Germany, I think is really neat. Won the Champions League, won the Spanish League, and he has a chance to finish his career on his home soil in front of the German fans. I think that's really neat. And I think, you know, both are leaders. I think both are different personalities, you know, but there's different ways to lead. And Dennis Schröder has really developed into a good leader for this basketball team.
Die eine Sache, die sie machen, ist, dass sie den Spielern viele Dinge erlauben. Wenn die Spieler abends fragen, kann ich vielleicht nochmal ausgehen mit meiner Familie, sagen sie ja, du kannst ausgehen, du musst am nächsten Morgen einfach nur pünktlich zum Training erscheinen. Bei den Fußballern ist das ein bisschen anders. Die sind viel mehr in einem Korridor. Sehen Sie das auch so?
Well, we have a camp and we're in different places, but for the most part, we always eat as a team. And I'm not a big believer in a lot of rules. I only have three rules. One, be on time. Two, don't do anything today that affects us getting better tomorrow. And three, be a professional. So for me, those three things cover a lot of areas. And, you know, we're with the national team. They got to have a life too. And, players are very professional. And the one great thing about our team is we have high standards. The players hold themselves to those high standards and they hold each other to those high standards. And for me, that's really unique.
Wir haben manchmal eine Diskussion in der Presse, dass zum Beispiel ein Friseur ins Hotel kommt. Gibt es das im Basketball auch?
We have hairdressers in our hotels too.
Okay.
I guess guys want to look good. I don't know, but so far the coaches haven't used one.
Was würden Ihre Spieler sagen, macht Sie als Trainer aus?
That's a good question. I would just say authentic, well prepared, has a passion for what he does, cares about his players, hopefully.
Jetzt bist du fast 2 Meter groß. Du hast eine sehr dunkle Stimme und eine tolle Ausstrahlung. Das kann man ja alles nicht lernen.
I'll tell you one thing. When I started coaching, I wasn't a good leader. I had a quiet voice, was not good with relationships, not good in communication, a little bit of I'm an introvert. I had to learn to use my voice. And, you know, I had to learn to be a better leader. And I think using your voice and expressing your opinion, but at the same time being authentic, is very key.
Sie haben gesagt, there are no shortcuts. Es gibt keine Abkürzung. Was meinen Sie genau damit?
When I say no shortcuts, that means we have to develop habits day by day. We can't go from A to Z in one day. We got to go A, B. Next day we go C, D. It's step by step on what we do. And if we try to go too fast, we fall down, so to speak. I use the term an escalator coming down. We're walking up that escalator. We take one step at a time. I like the music from the 80s. I call it the Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Is that your Lieblingssong?
No, I like Journey. I like Foreigner. I like Whitesnake.
Okay.
And now I'm a big fan of Coldplay. I have two goals right now, to win an Olympic medal and go see a Coldplay concert.
Ah, okay. Also zwei Ziele. Einmal natürlich eine olympische Medaille und ein Coldplay Konzert. Sie haben auch gesagt, man muss hart gegen sich selbst sein.
No, absolutely. I mean, we as coaches put more pressure on us than from the outside. At the same time, we need self-reflection. We need to be judgmental about ourselves. And I think once you can have self-reflection, you have a chance to really move forward not only as a coach, but as a human being.
Waren Sie immer gut zu sich selbst?
Not always, no. No, I've gone through some struggles, personal struggles here and there. But for me, I'm a big believer in adversity. We're going to hit adversity. We're going to hit challenges. We're going to hit obstacles. It's how we deal with those on how we're going to go forward. And I really believe in embracing adversities and taking ownership and moving forward. And, you know, I've had adversities in my personal life, coaching life. And different things.
Vor zwei Tagen ist Ihr Buch erschienen. Die Jungs gaben mir mein Leben zurück, ist der Titel. Was ist die Botschaft?
The title is The Players Gave My Life Back. Coaching this national team was just an unbelievable experience. Yes, we won 2 medals so far, and we're going to go for number 3. But the biggest thing are these players and what kind of people they are. And the passion they have to play the game and the passion they have to represent their country. And, you know, this is about our journey, our basketball journey, winning the World Cup, how we got there with roles. And I also, you know, I open up about my personal life a little bit with the struggles I went through with depression and to a certain extent, I abused alcohol at certain times. But I was never an alcoholic. But sometimes, you know, I go home after practice and have a few drinks just to kind of forget about the day, so to speak. So I open up about my personal life also.
Können Sie sagen, wie Ihre dunkelsten Momente waren?
Yeah, in 2010, I was in the Czech Republic with the Frankfurt Skyliners and I really didn't see it coming because as a coach and as an athlete, you fight through adversity all the time. You never give up. You face it. You fight. And it got to the point where I had just reached rock bottom. I couldn't formulate a practice. I couldn't put my thoughts together. I couldn't hold a coach's meeting. And people looked at me in the eye and they said, there's nothing there. There's no life. And I was very fortunate, very grateful that I had people around me that gave me help at that time. So I got help in the hospital in Frankfurt and I spent time there and I got professional help. Without that, I have no idea where I would be today.
Wie haben Sie das gemacht, wieder zurückzukommen zu einem normalen Leben, zu einem guten Leben, Gordy?
Day by day. I had to deal with each day at a time when I got out of the hospital and I just handled it day by day. To a certain extent, I never knew what was going to happen tomorrow. But, you know, going through what I did, it really helps me appreciate life a lot more. You know, it helps me understand how short life can be and how we need to live the moment.
Julians Vater hatte ähnliche Probleme und hat sich das Leben genommen. Glauben Sie, dass man sich immer wieder helfen lassen sollte von einem Psychologen?
I want to speak out about it now because I think a lot of people don't speak out about it because they're afraid and it's looked upon as a weakness, so to speak. And the support system is not that good in Europe, you know, for this situation yet. I think especially a lot of us men, we go through it and sometimes we really don't do anything about it until we hit rock bottom. And then it's a real struggle to come back. And for me, that was my situation a little bit.
Sie haben Psychologie studiert. Konnten Sie sich selber helfen oder geht das gar nicht?
Yeah, I think I did my master's degree in sports psychology, and I think it definitely helped me as far as staying mentally strong and understanding where I wanted to go. To a certain extent, I was not going to let this defeat me.
Sie haben mal gesagt, Gordy, ich zähme lieber einen Löwen, als einer Katze das Brüllen beizubringen. Sind Sie ein Löwe oder eine Katze?
I'm a lion. I want our players to be lions too. I'd rather try to tame them down a little bit than try to teach them to come up and be more competitive. So sometimes I have to bring their competitiveness, tame it a little bit. But that's possible. But trying to teach a cat how to roar is very, very difficult.
Das glaube ich auch, dass es sehr schwer ist, einer Katze das Brüllen beizubringen. Haben Sie eine spezielle Botschaft für unsere jungen Fußballer?
You know, I think the key is for young athletes is don't get corrupted by the situation. You know, I say, you know, in the NBA, don't get corrupted by the NBA. For young football players in Europe, paid a lot of money, same as NBA players. Don't let the system corrupt you. And I think that's what I was so impressed with Tony Kroos about. How he has not let the system corrupt him. He's still a humble, everyday person. And for young soccer players, I think it's very, very important. Surround yourself with good people and live day by day.
Die Spieler waren alle sehr beeindruckt von Ihnen. Vielleicht haben Sie dann auch einen kleinen Anteil, wenn Deutschland Europameister wird.
I can't take any credit for that, but I think for a fan, you resonate with teams that show an identity. And I see an identity with this team. I see a team a little bit like 2014 when Germany won the World Championship. Even more so, this team has got potential to be even more of an attacking, exciting team that plays exciting brand of soccer.
Haben Sie mit Bayern München gesprochen?
About the football job?
Ja, natürlich über den Fußballjob. Also Sie haben ja lange einen Nachfolger für Thomas Tuchel gesucht, ja?
Yeah, did they ask me to coach the football team?
Ja.
No, but I was disappointed they didn't. I was waiting for their call.
Okay, vielleicht rufen Sie noch an, aber jetzt... to be honest, also ernst gemeint, are you able to coach a soccer team?
It's a good question. If I have really good assistant coaches, yes. If I don't, no.
Vielleicht können Sie uns mal kurz sagen, Sie gehen manchmal nach Finnland und Ihre Kollegen haben erzählt, Sie reisen dann mit 4 Koffern und fahren dann oder fliegen mit dem Flugzeug, dann mit dem Zug, dann mit dem Bus und dann sind Sie irgendwann ganz weit weg im Outback. Was finden Sie im Outback?
No, I love to be in the nature. I love to be around. I love to be next to the ocean. And I do a lot of landscaping. I do a lot of gardening. I do a lot of take my chainsaw to the woods. I cut down trees. I take my axe. I make firewood. For me, I just love being outside. It's therapy. It frees up my mind and for me it's therapy.
Haben Sie mit Julian Nagelsmann darüber gesprochen?
No, we didn't have that much time. We just kind of talked about coaching. But he's a person I'd really like to touch base with in the future and I think I could really learn a lot from him. You know, I was very impressed with his demeanor, how he ran practice. I was very impressed.
Haben wir genug Löwen im Team oder haben wir zu viele Katzen im deutschen Team?
No, I think I don't see any cats out there. I saw a lot of aggressive lions and so I think that's a really good thing.
Okay. So vielen, vielen Dank für die Zeit, Gordy. Eine Frage habe ich noch. Was kommt nach den Olympischen Spielen? Also wenn Sie das letzte Turnier gespielt haben, Gordy?
I wish I knew, but right now I don't know. I got 2 options, coach or retire.
Also Sie können nicht zurücktreten, das geht nicht. Dafür sind Sie ein zu guter Coach.
I would like to coach a club team, professional team for 2 more years and then coach a national team for 2 more years and then retire if I could have my choice.
Gordy, sounds like a plan. Das hört sich nach einem guten Plan an.
3-4 years ago I thought about retiring already, but this group of players gave me life again to coach for me, I try not to think about it, but it's going to be very sad when this is over with this group, for me personally.
Okay, Gordy, thanks a lot for your time. Vielen Dank für die Zeit. I'm deeply impressed about your story and your success, of course. Thanks a lot.
Great talking to you. Appreciate it.
Das war Spielmacher.
Spielmacher.
Der EM-Talk mit Sebastian Hellmann. Eine Produktion von 360 Media. Neue Folgen gibt es überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.